This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, The Wrath of Khan. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. By his own admission, he was a show-off and a ham. And if he hadn't earned a PhD in economics, he might well have pursued musical theater. As it was, he led a distinguished academic life, teaching at Cornell, but with interludes as a public servant. Alfred E. Khan was a free spirit, and more than once he got himself into trouble while working for the Carter administration. Asked by a reporter if he could defend the defense budget, he simply replied, "No." When chastened by administration officials for using the word depression, he famously replaced it with banana, as in, the country is heading for its worst banana in 45 years. But while Khan was humorous, he was also serious. An old-school Democrat, his years of government service left him well-versed in the economics of regulation. Yet for his liberal leanings, Khan is best known for doing away with regulation in one of the nation's most visible industries, the airline industry. When Khan took over the Civil Aeronautics Board in 1977, every aspect of airline operations required government approval, from what routes were flown to what prices were charged. Regulatory controls were originally aimed at encouraging growth of the nascent industry. But over the half-century leading up to Khan's appointment, the world had changed, but the government bureaucracy hadn't. Khan showed up as an outsider and economist and set about to dismantle the government agency he headed. During his lifetime, he became widely known as the father of airline deregulation, though whenever the claim was leveled, he'd demand a paternity test. And in reality, Khan wasn't alone in his pursuit. Even Senator Ted Kennedy held hearings bringing to light discontent on the part of the airlines and passengers. With half the seats flying empty, airlines saw the opportunity to make more money, and passengers wondered why the empty seats were so expensive. When the Airline Deregulation Act was passed in 1978, the real cost of air travel began to fall and continued to fall for decades. What Khan helped set in motion didn't stop with the airline industry. Shipping, banking, brokerage services, telecommunications, and many other industries witnessed expansive deregulation dating from the 70s. Fueled by improvements in technology and impelled by government recognition that a new playing field needed new rules, deregulation became the battle cry of lawmakers. Khan was an advocate of deregulation in his time, but that didn't mean he was a stubborn antagonist of regulation. Rather, he was an astute thinker who acted in ways he believed were in the best interests of the public. At another time, and in other circumstances, we can only imagine what this discerning mind would have to tell us. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.